You're listening to the Boo Boys podcast.
Alrighty. Well, my name's Dalton.
My name's Paul.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're the Boo Boys. Before we get started, I just want to mention on the show, that way I have documented evidence that one, at this point in time, in April 2022, I've purchased my very first security camera. And, you know, I tried to make a post. They have this app called Neighbors for, like, the Ring people, like the doorbell ring app thing.
Yeah.
And they have, like, this neighborhood app that has, like, everybody on your block that has those cameras can connect to and talk about, like, weird stuff going on. And I tried to post on there because the other night, Paul and I went to Jerome, and I'm just going to reiterate the story that you heard earlier for the show. Uh-huh. But with more detail, because I'm better at storytelling than Paul is sometimes.
Oh, snap.
That's why you're the host, huh?
Paul's leaving.
We had just gotten back from Jerome on Saturday, and as I parked my car in the carport, I literally, like, noted to Paul. I was like, oh, look at Boss. You can see her, because she's, like, standing in the window, like, waiting for us to get there.
Aww.
And we, like, pull into the carport, and I park my car, and we're, like, getting all of our little, like, doohickeys and stuff out of the car. And as I get out of my driver's side, I turn around to face the back of my car because that's where my front door is, and there's just a man standing behind my car. And the second I get my eyes on him, he goes, "Hi," and I immediately was just like, "Oh, God!" And Paul's like, "What?" Because he's still kind of in the car, and then he gets out and he sees the dude, and the guy is asking me, he's like, "Do you have any cash or any? Like, I'm homeless and I just need a few bucks for food." And I'm like, I don't carry cash, I'm sorry. And I'm like at home. It's not like we're, you know, walking on the sidewalk up my Mill Ave or something. Like,
yeah.
Like, this guy's in my driveway.
Yeah, it's like, buddy, what are you doing?
I was just like, no, I'm sorry, I don't have any cash. And he was like, oh, okay, thank you. And then, like, he walked down my driveway and down the road to, like, my next neighbor's door. And so Paul and I, like, you know, kind of, like, watch him go. And then we get into the house. And, like, not even 10 minutes goes by. And, like, there's a ringing at my doorbell. And he, like, rings the doorbell, like, 4 or 5 times. And I was like, who is that? Like, who's at my door now? And Paul goes into my office room, and I follow him. And the guy is at my front door ringing the doorbell. The guy that I just shooed away because I don't have cash. I'm sitting there ringing the doorbell.
Back from where?
And then I, like, didn't open the door, and he left my front door, and he walked the opposite way down the street and, like, went up to my next neighbor's on the other side. And it's just like, what the fuck? Why is this guy, like, you know, at my door, fucking 10 o'clock at night?
Happy Halloween.
In fucking April, apparently.
Yeah.
And so...
He gave you, like, a trick and a treat, I guess.
We both were a little wigged out, because, like, it's really weird that he came back. Because it would have been one thing if he, like, had just been passing by and, like, asked. But it was weird that I didn't see him when I pulled into the carport. And he was perfectly, like, right behind my car. Like, he wasn't, like, you know, at my driveway or at the sidewalk or something. Like, he was at my car, like, my taillights.
Oh, man.
And then he came back after I told him no and was ringing my doorbell. I'm like, why is this guy so close to my house? And so didn't sleep super great that night because I didn't know if he was going to come ring my doorbell again. Or, like, I live in a house kind of old and the doors are not great. As Sarah knows,
yeah.
My doorbell... Both my doorknobs have fallen off. Both doors of my front house. Like,
yeah.
I had the one on my screen door replaced, but the one on my front door,
like, they both just came right off, like the inner door, yeah, and the outer door. And it was the time that I was visiting her house for the first time.
And third time.
No, just technical difficulties, I guess. But it's just like, what security? And then you've got weirdos like that running around.
Yep.
And it's like, they're giving a boo for the boys.
Honestly. Well, so, like, I have 3 points of entry door-wise in my house, and, like, they don't, none of them are very, like, good. So I'm like, I have to do something. So I bought a camera, and I put it up by my door, and now my phone, like, gives me notifications anytime there's, like, movement outside my door.
And there's gonna be one of these times, it's just gonna be a pigeon, and it's gonna be like, oh my God.
Well, so I have little ghosts that hang outside my, like, little walkway, and the wind was blowing earlier and it kept making the notifications go off because it kept, like, reading that the ghosts were moving.
He's back.
Spooky.
So, you know, the ghosts were bothering my camera.
I'm telling you guys need some, like, really satanic creepy shit in the windows just to be like,
you know, I kind of thought I was sort of sending that message with my whole, like, Mothman ate my ass at Denny's and my car, and I've got ghosts in the front yard, and, like, haunted house stuff in the front of my door. Like, that should send enough of a message that I'm a weirdo. Don't talk to me.
You need, like, some Satan goats or something to really send the message home and some, like, red candles.
But they have to be, like, I like the cute kind, but they'd have to get the ugly kind to really send the message.
Large black goats.
I just need, like, a Baphomet, like,
in a pen in the front yard.
Yeah. I'm sure my landlords would like that.
That would be cool.
I mean, don't think about if your landlord would like it. Think about, like, how metal you look.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, but, like, my landscapers will be like,
Well, good. If they're thinking, maybe the dude on the gym thinking,
don't worry. They're here to protect the house.
Yeah. We'll see. I'll see what happens. If that guy comes back and the camera doesn't work, we'll work on getting, like, a whole ivory, like, satanic statue or something.
Okay.
We'll get a moat.
Moat in the desert.
We'll build a moat.
It's very...
We'd have so many mosquitoes.
True. Yeah, true. Maybe not the moat.
Okay.
What have you got for us, Dalton?
So let's go ahead and get started then.
Perfect note to start our podcast.
So I'm going to take you back to May 1911. Now, I'm going to see if Paul recognizes this name. I'll kind of think it's funny if he doesn't. We're going to go back and meet Robert Leroy Johnson.
Why would I know who that is?
He is an American blues magician.
A magician.
And songwriter.
Ooh.
It was said at the age 8 or 9, he moved to Abbey and Leatherman Plantation with his mother and her new husband near Tunica, Mississippi. Many stories that have been said about Robert say that he wasn't, they say that he wasn't very good at any instrument besides the harmonica when he was, you know, growing up. He sucked at everything but the harmonica. And this is like a really, like big thing that people really sell about him. There's a lot of books and articles and stuff written about him.
The harmonica is pretty intuitive. Other instruments, they take a little while. You know, you can't really just pick them up and immediately learn them.
Well, some people say that to become a great blues magician, to become a great blues musician.
Wow.
I can't say that.
This is going to get you the whole time, isn't it?
It really is. he took his guitar to the Dockery Plantation Crossroads, or in some stories, a graveyard, like Ike Zimmerman, when he went on to play at many cemeteries because he liked how quiet it was. It was said that while he was in this location, he met a dark shadowed man, or the devil, and he took his guitar and tuned it and then played a song. Then he returned it back to Robert, and upon giving it to him, basically said, "I'll make you a deal." And Robert was like, "Bet." And the devil said, "For a small price, I'll let you have the skill of complete, like, music knowledge, but you have to give me your soul." And Robert, who sucked at everything but the harmonica, was like, "Hell yeah." Sold his soul to be able to play any instrument, but mainly the guitar is what he stuck with. And this one specific guitar, it was a Gibson old guitar.
That model exactly.
Yes.
Perfect.
It was a Gibson guitar that was only manufactured between 1927 and 1933. I think 6 or 7, like within that short time frame.
Okay.
So that is the one guitar that he went on to play, and he became very famous jazz blues musician and songwriter. And unfortunately, he actually died at the age of 27 in August of 1938. People don't really know how he actually died because there are so many stories of people who claim they were with him when he died and what caused the death. Some people said he didn't really have like a documented medical history. So some claimed that he actually had congenital syphilis, which, you know, would have just eventually rotted away at his brain. There were some doctors that claimed that he actually had a genetic disorder called Marfan syndrome, which affects the connective tissue, like for your legs and your arms and your fingers and basically all of your joints. And it makes you overly flexible and you could have scoliosis and you basically become, you're just like really long and gangly, which is why some people think he could play the guitar really well. Because he had really long fingers. Some say that he was diagnosed with an ulcer, and when he died, he had 2 days prior to him dying where he was throwing up blood and he was in severe pain and had like blood coming out of his mouth.
Oh.
And finally, some say the night he died was caused after he went out to drink and he was talking to a woman who turned out to be married, and her husband was upset that she was talking to him. And so her husband actually poisoned a drink. And as she gave it to Robert, Robert, like, was like, "Oh, cool, free drinks." And one of his friends knocked it out of his hand and was like, don't drink that. Don't ever drink anything that, you know, you didn't specifically get. And he looked at his friend and was like, don't ever take a drink out of my hand again. And he took another drink from the same woman, which ended up being poisoned and caused him to die.
Holy cow. This man's like vomiting blood, syphilis, and poisoned. It's like he's dying like Rasputin style. Like, what's going
to
get him
and
next?
He's still trying to get laid.
Yeah.
Just like Rasputin.
Yes.
It's like with Edgar Allan Poe, where there's like 30 theories to what actually killed him.
Mm-hmm. His guitar is at, like, his original guitar is actually in Tunica, Mississippi, okay, in a museum.
But the devil's touched.
I wonder if anybody could play that guitar, or if it was only him. Like, was it actually him that had the magic, or was it the guitar?
Well, he made the deal with the devil, so I think, you know, I'm sure other people...
the devil tuned his guitar.
I'm sure other people tried to play that guitar. And also, I mean, we're both guitar players, and, you know, you can't just tune a guitar once. Everybody knows that.
This is true.
I mean, if the devil tunes it, though, does it stay in tune?
Oh, eternally tuned. That'd be nice. Can you tune my guitar?
Did he never, you know, like, tune his guitar on stage for, like, 30 minutes?
I figured
like
you were going to know who he was.
No, I'm not tuning the blues. Mm. I like John Lee Hooker. Okay.
Wow.
So part of the deal I heard you say was that he could play any instrument, but he just played the guitar.
And the harmonica.
And the harmonica, which he was already good at.
He also did play piano.
But you could play any instrument.
But he mostly played a guitar.
Why do you stick with the normal ones?
Probably all he had access to.
I feel like if you could
play
any instrument.
You also have to realize, like, he was a black man in, like, the 1920s. He probably wasn't allowed to touch a lot of other stuff.
A thing called racism was going on.
There was a whole excerpt about him dying where somebody, like, found his body, and I won't read it. There's a lot of words in there that I am too pale to say.
Uh-oh.
And I don't want to say them anyway.
That was uncomfortable, yeah.
Like, the way that they referred to him was like they were talking about an inanimate object.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Like, one of the most influential blues people of all time. That's just so sad.
Yeah. Well, it was a white guy talking about him, so...
In that time, probably. Yeah. Or not, well, for... Racism existed for a long time, so it's hard to say.
It said that when they found his body, that because of the color of his skin, of course that's not how they phrased it, they didn't bother to call a doctor when he was like throwing up blood and stuff, because they were just like, that sucks for a man like him. And then because he was like dying, they just buried him in the yard of a plantation. They didn't actually like have him go anywhere or do anything or have like an actual funeral.
No.
It wasn't until like other people found out they like moved his body. So he's actually been reburied like 4 times.
Well, that's good. Maybe he got an honorable burial.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
He just has like a regular like headstone in a cemetery like not far off from where he died.
We have to go visit it and leave flowers.
He's buried in Mississippi.
And a harmonica.
I wonder if it's marked and if people actually visit it.
Well, if it's in Mississippi, probably nobody visits it.
But some people, do go leave little, like, knickknacks for him.
Nobody really goes to Mississippi.
Nobody goes to Mississippi, but the people
nobody
in Mississippi
goes to Illinois. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Go to the horror convention. Have fun. All right, sorry.
Just stop in Mississippi on your way. If it's on your way.
The real tragedy is, despite making a deal with the devil, people still did not see any inherent value in him as a person, even though he was the greatest musician of all time at that point, allegedly.
Yeah.
Sad.
It is sad. I feel like that's a lot of artists in the past. And they're queer or of color or anything like that. But anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
I feel like also... like, obviously there's still jazz and there's still blues in the world, but it's not as popular as it once was when it was, like, the new music, where you kind of have a little bit of an opposite reaction once we were introduced to, like, rock music. And obviously, like, blues definitely helped rock become a thing.
Absolutely.
But rock music has basically ingrained itself into our music culture at this point in time. Like, even though on the top 20 charts or top 40 charts we're seeing, like, pop and stuff, there's still a lot of rock influences from that happening, and it's, like, the genre that has so many different sub-genres that it has like an infinite source of staying around forever. Where I don't want to say jazz is dead, but there's not as many people as influenced by jazz as there are like people who are like, I love the Beatles.
Well, yeah, it's not like kids on TikTok are like, wowee, this jazz single.
Mm-hmm.
Gee whiz.
Yeah. Like, people like when there's a little bit of a jazz influence to songs, but it's never like a full jazz band of like people playing just jazz music. But people are like, damn, this slaps.
Yeah, it's not.
Unless
like...
they're jazz nerds, in which case, I'm sorry, the 15 of you don't count.
Oh, sad. No. I'll tell my 14 other friends.
13, you've got Paul here.
This is true.
There's people who are influenced by people who were influenced by jazz.
Does that count?
It's a train.
I'm sure the Beatles probably had some jazz. I'm not a Beatles fan, so I wouldn't know that. But I would imagine they did at the time.
I mean, they'd have to have at that time.
Everybody born in the 40s listened to jazz.
Yeah, they had to. Because there wasn't anything else.
John Lee Hooker was a very influential
musician. Like, even country
music
is going to have ties to, like,
country's
jazz and blues.
Country is very tied to blues. Mm-hmm. Louis Armstrong was influential to a lot of modern musicians.
You got folk music, too.
Cab Calloway is still referenced by a lot of musicians, so I don't know. I think there's a few of them that are still out there.
Like, the trend there? It's, like, all, even, like, newer artists that are claiming to be influenced by jazz and stuff, it's only old jazz. It's not, like, a new jazz artist that they're like, yeah, I'm really influenced by this guy that made jazz 5 years ago.
I think like country, and, well, really like every other genre now, in order to be popular, it has to be intertwined with hip-hop.
I don't like that.
Yeah,
me either.
True.
But, like, because the only, like, modern, like, jazz ensembles I can think of are, like, Bad Bad Not Good or the Cinematic Orchestra or like the Beatniks or whatever, where they're only just sampled by jazz musicians and that's kind of how they get out there. And it's, you know, the same now with like modern country. We have like this stupid hick hop, which is like just terrible. Yeah. And but it's just because right now like hip hop is the guiding force like rock was in the 80s or whatever.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Do you know music genres well?
I'd say I listen to a lot of different kinds of music. When you guys are talking about more modern kinds of jazz, I was trying to think of like who I would immediately think of. Like, I'm like, who's the most like recent jazz artist I can think of? And I was like, people that sound jazz like Michael Bublé or something. But then I thought of electro swing, and I'm trying to remember this artist that I really liked. And it got really big for a second. I can't for the life of me think of it.
In 2019, Jeff Goldblum put out a jazz album.
Oh, it was Caravan Palace.
I thought it was spectacular.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that. That's great.
You know what butt rock is.
I can't say I know that. That is, what does that mean?
Oh, butt rock.
Like
go
booty?
Ahead.
Go ahead.
Booty
You're
rock?
The one that knows it all.
Well, did you ever play the Sonic Adventures games on the Nintendo GameCube?
Yes.
So you know, like, pretty much every song from the soundtrack to that game.
Okay.
So, you know, think songs like that. Bands like Nickelback. Puddle of Mud.
Shine Down.
This is really hurtful.
Three Doors Down.
Why'd you do
and
this?
The idea is that it's music that somebody who sees themselves as a tough guy would listen to embolden their own image. Anything but rock.
Like Gen X dads.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hence butt rock.
I don't understand the butt rock thing, though.
It's like the butt of a joke, right?
Kind of. Yeah.
Okay. No.
I thought it was more of like their assholes.
I mean, that's kind of how I see it, too. I mean, when I first heard the term butt rock, it just made sense to me. Because I was actually, listening to some of the artists and soundtracks that I had referenced. And when somebody described it as butt rock, I didn't question it at all. It just like made sense. Like, yeah, butt rock. That really like works.
It's so funny because like to me, and I've told you this before, like that stuff my dad listened to. So I just always referred to that as like dad rock.
Yeah, I don't know.
That makes sense. That's it's around the same.
But, like, dad rock is also, like, you know, kind of older school rock, too.
Most people, when you say dad rock, think, like, the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Add to the bone. Down, 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 down. AC/DC. Metallica.
I will say, I do think... jazz is still very influential when it comes to celebrities making their way into music for some reason. As I recently stated, we have Jeff Goldblum's jazz album. Earlier this week, Dalton discovered H. John Benjamin's jazz album, Well, I Should Have.
Okay.
Is nobody else? Sarah, are you familiar with that one?
Don't think so.
Okay, you know who that is?
You know who H. John Benjamin is, yeah?
He's the guy who voices Bob in Bob's Burgers.
Oh, okay.
Archer in Archer.
Oh, yes, great voice.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a jazz album.
Oh,
too,
God. What?
Piano
I'm
jazz.
So excited now.
You should listen to
That's worth looking up.
It's an art piece.
It's like one of the songs is titled, like, I Don't Know How to Play Piano or something like that.
It's the title of the album is called Well, I Should Have asterisk, and the asterisk is Learn to Play the Piano.
Oh my God! I could hear that in his voice now.
It's an art piece. It's really more of a performance art, in my opinion.
But he plays with like a full jazz band, and then he's like doing like one part singing. And one
he
part
he
playing.
Does the jazz piano.
Yes, that makes
and
sense.
It, also, I feel like it's relevant to the story we just learned because the underlying story to the album, it's a concept album. In which H. John Benjamin makes a deal with the devil to become a jazz musician.
It all ties together.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Crazy how I do that.
I've not been paid or sponsored by H. John Benjamin to hawk his album, but, you know, if he, you know, wanted to throw me a dollar or something, that'd be okay. You know, just contact Dalton and she'll.
Yeah,
hook
Paul
him
doesn't
up
have
my,
a Venmo or anything.
You know, she'll give him my parents' address or something, and you can just, like, mail
it. Snail mail a dollar.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Well, so, to continue going through our magical tie-ins, because I am just that good at bringing things back around, our poor man, Robert, unfortunately died at the age of 27 in August 1938, and that's a really sad loss for us, but when we think about it in the grand scheme, he wasn't even the first. He was just one of many of the unfortunate members of the 27 Club. And the 27 Club, unfortunately, is home to musicians, magicians, artists, actors, and athletes that all have died at the age of 27, either just at, within the middle, or towards the end of their 27th year. Something having to do with homicide, suicide, drugs, transportation, you name it, somebody has died from it at the age of 27.
Was it syphilis?
I'm sure there have been many a case. I wouldn't even doubt it.
I didn't know they included magicians and athletes in the 27 Club.
Yes.
They're very related to one
Anyone that's, like, famous.
Okay.
Statistical studies have been made to try and see if there's any specific data to explain the phenomenon within the 27 Club, and unfortunately, there's not really anything specific to it. Humans die at all ages all the time. But the weird number 27 popping up with a lot of musicians and actors is just something that really can't be explained. Because it's not like, a lot of people would be like, oh, well, it's drugs. But it's not always drugs. You know, there's plane crashes and car crashes and, you know, people killing themselves or being killed by their girlfriends or their siblings and other people. Like, there's so many other outliers that cause the deaths to happen that it's like, it's not always just drugs. Although I'm sure with the musicians and actors, there's probably a lot of drugs also happening if some of those other options are also happening.
Well, there's also a subgroup to the 27 Club, which is the White Lighter Club, which is famous people who died at 27 with a white lighter.
So I actually have a bit of information on that, too. The 27 Club, as you stated, has its own myth about the white lighters. They were held with the members like Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin, Jim Morrison, and Kurt Cobain. There's a couple others, too, but I didn't care to get their names because they weren't as popular.
Okay.
You'd think they were, though, because they were on the list, but I didn't care. Anyway, all of them, I didn't know who they were, so I didn't care. They all had a lighter in their possession, and Bic, the specific, like, lighter company, lighter pen company, had to put out a statement saying, like, our lighters aren't bad luck. Like, we didn't even make them during, like, a disposable one during Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin's time, like, or Jim Morrison. Like, you can't blame us for that. But it's still, like, a myth that people think that a white lighter in your possession would either be bad luck or bad fortune in your future.
They just don't want to hurt their lighter sales, okay?
What's funny is I want to say that they make less white lighters, but they actually go on record to say that their colors are, like, pretty just normal. They have vats of all the colors, and they just create them as they want.
I would say that there is reasonable suspicion to believe that Bic lighters are inherently unlucky, and unless Bic as a company wanted to reach out to us as a podcast and, like, offer us some sort of compensation, I wouldn't feel comfortable really discussing their company in a positive light.
In a positive light, mm-hmm. In a positive flame.
Yeah.
I saw it coming.
I mean, I have no reason to talk about their company in a negative one.
Dalton, you're not doing this right. You're supposed to create an incentive for them.
I mean, they light my candle.
We're nice trying to get sponsored. I'm trying
if
to
you're
help
nice
you.
To companies, they give you stuff too.
I'm trying to help you here, Dalton. I'm trying to get you more sponsors.
I have seen plenty of sponsors give stuff to people just because they were like, I'm not sponsored, but I love it. And they're just like, well, now you are sponsored. So
love it.
I don't really know what I would do with a thick sponsorship.
Just light a lot of stuff.
I just have candles. I don't really do anything else. I'm lame.
So there you go.
Light a bonfire. But it's been proven you can't light bonfires with Bic lighters. You also...
You need more gas.
You also...
What are you doing?
Need more gas.
You also can't light fireworks with Bic lighters. You can't smoke certain...
You know, Paul, I think you got weak thumbs.
circumcise your lighters?
No. I mean, I'm just trying to denigrate the product as much as I can.
Do you not?
You can't.
Are you not going to? Is it because you have weak thumbs?
No. I can light the lighters, but the lighters can't physically be used to light.
So do you circumcise them?
He just spits on them before they get anywhere.
Doesn't make any sense.
So you know how when you buy a new lighter, like, so in the 90s, they didn't give a shit. It was just like the flint and you're good to go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But in like the late 90s, early 2000s, they started caring about child safety. And they started putting the little like strap of metal in between the little like roller thing. So you had to like push down and do it instead of just being able to like flick it. You had to like actually push and then flick.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You picture it in your mind's eye.
Well, you know what, yes. Dalton?
No, that was not a breakaway moment. That was picture that in your mind's eye. Tell me you see it.
Yeah, I know
people
what that is.
People will take off the little metal piece, and that's called circumcising your lighter.
Because
you're taking off the foreskin.
Okay, Dalton just asked me if I circumcise my lighters, and my only response to that is I don't use Bic lighters enough to really have a routine with them because I don't really use their product. I think it's useless crap. And frankly, I just think there's better alternatives out there.
Can you name another lighter brand?
You know, there's plenty of. You can use. I can use candles. You can use.
You like the candles.
Birthday cakes.
He just strikes. He just rubs two sticks together.
Matches.
Yeah, rub two sticks. You
like
know,
a rock.
Duraflame.
Yeah, charcoals. You know.
You're just naming things that you can have on fire, but not things that make fire.
No.
Sounds like you're out of luck.
All right. Well, I do have here a short list of people in order, somewhat in order, that have died within the 27 Club that were supposedly like famous.
Okay.
And the first person on this list is Alexandre Levy, who was born in 1864 and died in 1892. They were a pianist and a conductor and a composer. They were 27 years old and 68 days.
Wow. RIP.
It's worth noting that Dalton will be 27 next month.
Woo! Gotta join that club.
I'm already in that club. Gotta make it to June. We can do it.
Don't carry a white lighter with you. I hear they're bad luck, specifically Bic.
Are there any recognizable names on this list?
Probably for people more cultured than myself, yes. Dickie Pride. Ooh, joy over there, sleeping souls.
Dickie Pride.
Woo!
Brian Jones is the founder of the Rolling Stones. Like,
Wow, he drowned in a pool?
The book magazine.
God, that sucks. Death by misadventure? That's a swimming
pool.
That's
how I want to go.
I mean, swimming pools are misadventure, I guess. Did you just trip in there? Like, I have so many questions about that.
I mean, we could like, look.
Yeah, just for, like, a second. Like, what the hell?
The same thing happened to Jeff Buckley. He died in a lake.
Oh, and there's a murder theory.
Ooh.
Discovered at the bottom of his swimming pool. That's weird. He wasn't floating.
Oh, no.
I feel like a lot of these 27 club deaths are tied to a murder conspiracy theory.
It said his liver and heart were greatly enlarged by past drug and alcohol abuse.
Wow. Coincidentally, Hendricks and Morrison both died within the following 2 years at the same age as Jones. Wow, that's a pattern right there.
There's actually another theory that celebrities always die in threes. Mm-hmm. But as I was reading about it, it kind of didn't really make enough sense because a lot of the time it would be like they'd start listing off like older celebrities that all died within the same year.
He's literally, they're asking if Mick Jagger felt guilty about Jones's death. And he's saying no. Oh man, okay. Yeah, they're talking about all the drugs they were using, like LSD and stuff. So they were like, well, people thought cocaine was good for you, so whatever. It's not my fault.
People thought cocaine was good for you.
I'm scot-free of this. Powder wasn't on my nose, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's, yeah, a lot of the people in the 27 Club probably have some drugs or some mental health problems that were, or, well, actually, you're right. Like, there's a good variety of them. Some of them just purely died in accidents. When you were going through the list earlier, I was like, you were talking about, like, family members and plane crashes and drugs, and I'm just, like, trying to picture all of this at once. Like, you know, some musician and his brother on a plane got, like, too high, and then they're starting to have a really bad trip, so then they try to kill the other one, and then it ends up crashing the plane, and they're just, they went down in the ocean, but nobody knows what happened, so they're like, well, it's just a plane crash, you know? That's just a...
How old is Elliot Smith?
34.
Not a part of this group?
Nope.
No.
His girlfriend stabbed him in the chest, but got away with it because she took a shower.
Oh, what? Wow. That's interesting. I have more questions about that. Yeah, there's a lot of people on here. Holy cow. This
Roger
club's
Lee
bigger
Durham
than fun.
Durham fell off a horse and died.
Oh, man. In 1973.
Pulmonary edema. Woo!
Who has a pulmonary edema at 27? Basis from the Stooges.
What the hell's edema? Oh. Pulmonary congestion, liquid accumulation in the lungs. Or, yep. That sucks. Sounds like a real bad time. It's like being a little goldfish in a fishbowl and running out of water. Did any of you guys see that traumatic ad as a kid? I think it was for asthma.
You're starting to kind of jog my memory a little
bit. Yeah, it's like they had the last one and it was just that fish flopping and it's like...
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, not to like, you know, rock anybody back to that horrible image, but sorry. I did not like that ad and clearly it stuck with me for a very long time.
It sounds like someone you would know.
Alexander Nikolovich Bashlachev. I probably butchered that. Sorry, anybody that speaks Russian, but I tried.
Soviet poet, singer, songwriter, guitarist, performed in Russian rock music.
Oh, he looks kind of cute. Yeah, in front of the guy.
Fall from a height, probable suicide.
Ooh.
Probable, not guaranteed.
Yeah. Oh. You know, I'm seeing not enough syphilis in this list. I do see cancer. I do see murder.
They're dying, like, in the 90s at this point. I feel like syphilis kind of fell off after, like, the 30s.
I like how Kurt Cobain automatically has, like, 62 references by suicide by gunshot. Because they're like, Courtney Love, maybe. I don't know. I honestly have no idea how that went about, but he's dead. There was a really good covering of that, I think, by podcast You're Wrong About. So I'm a dork and I love them. But, yeah.
Why is it not surprising that somebody who played in a band called Hole had a drug overdose of heroin?
Oh, no. That's Courtney Love's band.
That's Courtney Love's band.
Yeah.
That's surprising. surprising at
all. Wow, she really dealt with a lot of grief. I'm sorry, Courtney Love. Holy cow.
Weird that they were like 2 months apart.
Not did you say?
Suspicious at all.
Oh. Well, they were saying that there's like an effect of like celebrity suicides that influence other ones around them. I don't know if, like, they talked about that in like relation to the public, of course, but
I mean, who's to say with your friends? Possibly true. Play with the idea that Courtney Love killed her husband. What's the likelihood that maybe the bassist
I don't know
her band happened to know something or happened to be fucking someone they shouldn't have?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know enough about the situation. Well, one thing I just feel bad
that I find interesting is Richie Edwards is on this list. He disappeared for a year, or not for a year, but he disappeared and was never seen again, and there is a conspiracy theory that he's still alive.
Weird.
He's the only reason that he is part of the 27 Club is because he was presumed dead because he has not been found.
Oh, so he's part of Manic Street Preachers. Okay.
Yes. The most probable thing that happened to him was that he probably jumped off a bridge and they couldn't find his body. That's what most people think happened, because he took a taxi cab near a bridge and was never seen again.
Okay.
And was known to be like depressed all the time and stuff like that.
Oh, I felt like simple but, these are. It's just like murdered.
I mean, Robert Johnson had a long list of different things that could have happened. I wonder what they list next to him. Do we already see him on this list yet?
No.
Okay, because I'm wondering if they're going to list like five things next to him.
Maybe we did. Yeah, there he is. It just says unknown.
Oh, okay. Well, they gave up. They were like, yeah, this is a little too difficult. It was a really long time ago. I mean, you were saying like 1910 was around the time he was kind of walking around, or 1911, something like that?
He was born in 1911.
Oh, okay. So a little bit later. All right. So
he died in 1938.
Okay. That makes more sense. Okay.
Jonathan Brandis, RIP. He was a heartthrob. He was actually going to play Anakin Skywalker in the Star Wars prequels.
He is cute. Unfortunately.
I think he was in the It movie. Mm. He played one of the little boys.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. The more you know.
I could be wrong about that. Don't fact check me.
No. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see if there's any.
Amy Winehouse, of course, she's in here. She's who I also thought of for like more modern jazz sound, actually.
Also part of the White Lighter Club.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, she's like one of the most modern jazzy voices I've heard, of course, besides Ben.
Lady Gaga.
But,
what? Someone named Dash Snow died of a drug overdose?
Oh.
Wow.
It was just a dash of snow.
Wow. Who would have thought?
Who would have thunk it?
His photographs included scenes of sex, drugs, violence, and art world pretense.
What does that mean?
It often depicted the decadent lifestyle of young New York City.
But surprisingly enough, Dash was not just a nickname. It was actually a shortened version of his real name.
What's his real name?
Dashiell.
Dashiell. It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like the pool one was kind of the most interesting. Like, Misadventure was pretty good.
I don't know why it stops at, like, this far.
I think it's interesting that Elvis Presley's grandson is on this list when he wasn't technically famous. He was just related to a famous person.
Yeah, really? Like, what the hell did he do? I say this very ignorantly, but, like, I really don't know what he did, so.
His
daughter's still alive.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
He has plenty of surviving family members, but it's just one of his grandchildren.
Danielle Riley. How do I say that? Kyo? She's pretty.
I like how it says four, but it only really lists one.
Oh. What does she do? Singer songwriter? Oh, okay. I didn't know that, but good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's a Scientologist.
No, not good for her.
Mm.
No.
Brought in.
I know that's breaking all the listeners' hearts because they're all Scientologists, but.
1977.
Wait, what happened?
She was brought into the Church of Scientology in 1977 by her own mother.
Ugh, Dang it. It's always... Man. Sorry, all of our Scientologist fans.
She left the church in 2014.
Okay. Oh, she got free. Oh, there's hope.
Hopefully.
What did she turn to next, though? That's what like broke her away, and like where did she go next?
True. I want to hear more about her story. She should come on the show.
Much like the Bush baby stripper.
Yeah, give her testimony.
She addressed a congressional hearing in opposition to the use of medication in treating ADHD, stating, "I have spoken to the children who have been forced to take cocaine-like stimulants to control their behavior. I have shared their sense of sheer desperation. Children have been wrenched from their family's care simply because their parents favored an alternative, drug-free approach to addressing educational and behavioral issues problems."
Wow, I don't know what she's talking about. If I had coke as a kid, I would have done great in class. Be responsible, everybody.
Just do a little coke. Just a test.
No blowbacks. No eight balls. I mean, I don't know what those things are.
She was married to Nicolas Cage and Michael Jackson.
She was married to Nicolas Cage?
Yeah. Wow. For 2 years.
This Wait. Lady deserves her own episode.
She's still a Scientologist.
Nicolas Cage and Michael Jackson are Eskimo brothers?
Yep.
Oh my God. What?
Whoever Michael Lockwood is. American guitarist and producer. He is known for having been married to Lisa Presley. Wow. That's really funny. Imagine like having an entire career and people being like, "Oh, you were married to a Presley, right?"
Yeah, that's shitty.
That'd be a little annoying.
Well, women face that sometimes, so that's
I think I would just be happy to be famous if Look I was it. Trying to make it.
Nicolas Cage, so cute. Wow. Yeah.
So, I didn't know she had such an active wedding life.
Wedding life.
That definitely seems par for Nicolas Cage, though, to marry, like, Elvis Presley's daughter.
Oh, I just want to know how they met, and, like, lots of was it on the set of National Treasure?
I like to think it was.
Yes. I like how Johnson's like in the Bywinds as we're looking at Lisa Presley's life. Like, where are we? Is it still talking about, Catholic background. And then she rolled into Scientology. Well, that's a shame.
Cage is an Elvis fan and used the star as his base for the performance Wild at Heart. They filed for divorce 107 days later.
Wow, that didn't even last like a year. It's like it's like just over 3 months.
Well, you know, Cage is a busy man, and I think the girls kind of line up for him.
Look at their son's name.
What is it?
Cal-E.
Cal-E. Still better than Elon Musk's kid's name. I can't even pronounce that one.
I was going to say they should hang out.
Was it like Eoxion, whatever.
XHA 12.
I don't even. Yes.
He got married to someone in Las Vegas and filed for an annulment 4 days later.
That's what happens in Vegas.
Stays.
He
in
got
Vegas.
Married for the fifth time. He's
five.
His third child in 2021.
Five.
Yep.
Dang, five. I thought like my aunt having three was a lot. Holy cow! I mean, I guess when you're Nick Cage, you can do anything.
True.
I really want to watch some Nick Cage movies now. Feeling like really nostalgic.
Have you seen Bangkok Dangerous?
No.
You should.
What if you make a show and you just call it Rage in the Cage and it's just talking about Nicolas Cage? And
that
and
is a good idea.
Caged in.
There you go.
Caged in.
Can't cage the cage. Just really bad explosive noises. The wailing from like what was it the children of the was it the corn
children I can't of the corn
yeah or was it the bees not the
yeah,
bees
they filmed part of Children of the Corn in Paul's hometown.
Yeah.
Oh man, Paul,
I got rejected from my casting call because I had braces.
They said he was too creepy looking.
Yeah. Oh, they said I was too ugly to be a child of the corn.
How is all right, well I guess they have really high standards.
No they didn't.
Oh, you're too beautiful to be children of the corn.
He was what you call like the ugly duckling, you know?
I was not cute as a child.
The director sat me down and he said, "Paul, I admire your spirit, but we just want scary kids. And your something else. You're just a monster. And what you are isn't normal. And people are going to watch this movie and they're going to be just distraught. Snuff films are not legal to sell in the United States.
I thought they were going to be like, you're going to put kids into epilepsy.
What you are is not human. Nor trying to showcase something that's at least reminiscent of a humanoid child.
I'm sorry that you got denied this very clearly spiritual experience that was Children of the Corn. And, you know, if the director is listening right now, you made a mistake.
Yeah, so now whenever they play that movie on the Sci-Fi Channel at 4 in the morning, I don't get my royalties.
Yeah.
Well, I have to remember.
You have to work every day because of that.
Yeah.
They ruined your life.
They ruined my acting career. I was going to be in movies with Nicolas Cage. We were going to start a podcast called Caged In.
Yeah.
I don't know where I got that idea.
I mean, clearly from yourself. I did not have anything to do with that.
My amazing method actor brain that could have been put to good use had I been in Children of the Corn.
I mean, we can make our own Children of the Corn, if you really...
Paul's not interested in having children.
I mean, that was... oh, boy. Sorry, guys. Whoa, this is...
Children in the Corn.
All right, well, moving right along.
So, this guy here, Anton Yelchin, he was actually, he's in one of my favorite movies, called Odd Thomas.
Oh, I love that movie. I
love that movie. And it's actually a really sad way. They say here, accidental blunt traumatic asphyxiation. He actually was squished by his own car.
Yeah.
He like went and parked in his driveway really quick and he needed to run back into his house for something and the parking brake wasn't on and it like squished him in between the car and the garage and it killed him.
Oh my God.
His family.
What a shitty way to
sued
die.
The car company manufacturer that was responsible and they probably got a lot of money for it.
That's ridiculous.
It's really sad. He was a good actor.
Yeah.
Can you imagine dying like that though?
I remember when that happened. It was really sad.
Oh. Oh. Was it quick? Was it long?
No.
Yeah.
It was not quick.
Because, I mean, like, you have to imagine it wasn't like a fast impact. It just like kind of like landed on him and then stayed there and he couldn't get the car off of him. And then he basically just was, like, squished until he couldn't breathe anymore.
Yeah, he was, like, crushed to death.
Oh, my God. It's like the foes on the accelerator.
It was a Jeep, if I remember right.
Oh, God.
And those are not, like, light vehicles.
Oh, man. A lot of people in 27 Club dying through unfortunate means. I thought the pool was weird, but that's pretty weird.
Mm-hmm.
That's something.
Yeah, Jeep Grand Cherokee. And a brick pillar gate. Outside of his house.
I'm pretty sure the model of Jeep that he had was recalled too.
It was a freak accident. He got out of his car to go check his lock gate in the mail. The vehicle transmission had not been put into park and it rolled back into his driveway, which was in a steep incline, pinning him against the pillar in the security fence.
Oh my gosh, an incline too. It rolled up a hill. Not even, like I was thinking like a even ground like slow roll into him, but that's up a hill.
Yeah. He was in the start.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, man. I'm just reading more about his stuff.
That's fine. I don't know if we had any... do we have anything more on Johnson at all? Or...
Nope.
Okay, so that was...
This is a totally different topic.
I didn't know if we had anything else on Johnson. I just was like, oh, okay.
It's vaguely related to Johnson.
I mean, he was 27 when he died.
Yeah, I think...
There's a plan. There it is.
Yeah.
Well, that was the whole point. That's how I led into the whole 27 Club, is the fact that he was 27.
And I'm 27.
Eh.
I'm obviously really famous and going to be put on this wiki, everybody, and I hope you know it.
You know, Dash Snow only had, you know, 5-6 days before he wouldn't have been a part of this list. Had he just, like, held out a little bit, oh no, more than that, like 10, what's math? Four, 2 weeks. He had, like, 2 weeks.
What is math?
2 weeks. He lived to be 27,351 days.
Mm.
Wow. He almost made it. Almost there.
Damn, whoever this is, Maria Serrano.
Let's see.
363 days.
Woo!
background singer for Passion Fruit.
I don't know what that is.
A plane crash is when a plane stops flying when it wasn't supposed to. Mm. It crashes.
I don't like that. You know, I think we should outlaw that.
Yeah.
It's pretty lame. I want to speak to, like, the person in charge of that.
Yeah, I want to speak to the pilot. But I can't, apparently, for some reason.
Yeah, they lock you out. Maybe plane crashes wouldn't happen if they didn't lock you out of the cockpit.
Pete Ham was 3 days away.
So has your half birthday passed, Sarah? Or, you know, it seems like the further...
Yes.
All right, well, for this last, like, month and a half, you better be extremely careful, because it looks like a lot of these people were just about to make it out.
Oh, my God.
Check your brakes on the way home.
Okay.
You know.
This is true. Don't carry white lighters. Obviously.
I would say stay the night, but Boss might be a little...
Boss might be
Maybe that's how it'll happen. Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I, like, fear literally everything now. I'm second-guessing every step I take. No cracks in the sidewalk. Don't want a broken back. No.
Don't walk under any ladders.
Okay. Black cat. Just turn the other way. Walk.
Add calico cats to that list, too. Just might as well.
Okay. Gotta be safe.
Not all calicos are mean.
Hashtag not all calicos.
When I take her to the vet, they always tell her, don't be such a calico.
Oh my gosh.
Most calicos, but not all. Fair. Well,
any ACAB.
Any other questions, comments, concerns?
Well, I had a lot of fun learning about the 27 Club, which I was woefully uninformed about.
You didn't know about this?
I mean, I knew I knew about it. I just didn't know very much. Like, I didn't know the lighters thing. I didn't realize there were quite this many people on it. I thought it was like 10.
Well, usually when people count musicians, it's just like, you know.
Well, they really only think of, like, Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and, like, Amy Winehouse. And they're like, that's the club.
Oh. Yeah, that was me.
This list doesn't even count just the number of people that actually, like, you know, are SoundCloud rappers trying to be musicians that have, like, also kicked the bucket.
Also, like, I didn't really see any athletes really on this list.
Yeah, me
either. Which you were talking about. But, like, that's because they probably focus this more into music.
Well, there's...
This one was, like, actors and music and poets and artists.
I saw Jean-Michel Basquiat is on here.
People with actual talent and not just, like, gym equipment.
Gym. Sorry, you're saying, Paul?
Yeah.
No, you said someone was on this list.
No. I saw Jean-Michel Basquiat was on this list, and he was an artist.
There you go.
From the 80s.
Ooh. Multiple artists.
He was speedballing.
Dash Snow. Was an artist.
Dash Snow? Oh, yeah, I
it
guess
all
Dash
comes
Snow
back
was an
to Dash Snow. That's who I'm going to remember the most. All these other people.
How could you name your kid Dash Snow and not Dashiel. Be like, my Dashiel. Kid's going to be a cokehead?
Tashiel.
But, okay, he had to know, like, they're going to call him Dash for short with a name like that.
Do they know about coke?
And with a name like Dash Snow.
Here's some Children of the Corn for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Hey.
Five Go Down to the Sea. An Irish post-punk band from Cork.
They could be good. I've never heard of them.
1978 to 1989.
They formed a new band as Nun Attacks.
You know, I really hope that there's a Spotify playlist dedicated to the 27.
There is.
Club? Okay. You know, I'm not that creative. Anyway.
Here's a painter, Sorry. Graffiti artist.
That's Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Ah, yes. There it is. He's in a band, too.
Oh, wow.
I mean, not really, but like...
You better listen to him.
Formed by artist Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Yeah, but it's just a thing that he did. His
real... Is not all music a thing that somebody did?
Well, I mean...
He spoke in visuals and in acoustics,
You wouldn't be like, oh, Kurt Cobain was a painter.
But we
he
did
made
that with Hitler.
Paintings.
He didn't make paintings.
That's true.
Hitler made paintings, okay? I would argue that Kurt's a lot better than Hitler.
A poet, a rock musician, and a songwriter.
He's the
Which
triple
I feel
threat.
Like being a songwriter and being a poet is kind of like, it has to go kind of hand in hand.
I mean,
a lyricist.
Songs are literally sung poetry.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I'd call some Puddle of Mud stuff sung poetry, but... I'm
she
sorry.
Fucking hates me.
I always thought of I think Puddle of Mud is more of a performance art.
You know, actually, if you read their lyrics in the form of a poem, it might sound more of just like an angry rant poem instead of like the, if you think of like the
dad rock
screamy guy. Like, if you just ignore that stuff and you just read the lyrics, you could just be like, this is a shitty mad poem.
Yeah, this isn't butt rock. This is art.
I like their cover of About a Girl. It sounds like Eric Cartman like singing over Nirvana Unplugged.
That is accurate. Very accurate. Dalton, I hope you play some of the music during this podcast so we have some references to some really audio clips.
But I don't want to get it to like taken down.
Oh, that's right. They're all grubby about, yeah.
So, especially because I mostly, my most popular platform is Spotify, and they would like,
oh my god,
immediately.
They probably have time limit things. Ah, that sucks.
So I guess we'll leave an open question to the audience. Who would you like to see out of the 27 Club? Anybody?
Like, who would you like to see on the list, or who would you like to see that's on the list?
Who would you like to see added to the 27 Club?
That's alive right now.
Tekashi 69.
Oh god.
Oh no.
He's I don't know if he can even be on the list, honestly. I don't know how old he is.
I think Justin Bieber's passed it.
Has he?
I'm sorry.
Oh, he might have just passed it.
That's like that's the only celebrity that's like my age that I can immediately think of.
Tekashi 69 is like a little younger than us. I think he's still like 25.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
Oh yeah, he's 25. Yeah. He's a year younger.
All right, well, there's an option, everybody.
He's got some time.
Damn, he's got 2 years.
Is there any, who are celebrities that are 26 right now? I know this is a complete aside, but
I think Justin Bieber is like 2 years older than us.
Oh, really?
He's older.
Is he?
Yeah, he's 28.
Yeah,
what?
He just turned
28. Oh, I thought he was my age. Oh, he is 1994. Okay, well, okay. Is his birthday in January or something?
March.
Ah.
Who else?
I don't know anybody else my age.
26-year-old celebrities. I don't know any celebrities.
We're getting you guys a list.
Within like 3 years of my age range.
Let's see. Who do we got?
Oh, and Jenner.
Got Kendall Jenner.
Timothy Chalamet.
Doja Cat. Oh, I like Doja Cat.
But no, so here's the double-edged sword. I don't think it should be a musician that you hate because joining the 27 Club would immortalize them even further in some way.
No hate to Doja Cat, but I thought she was 30.
Oh, well, whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Well, Uzi. Post Malone! Whee! Let's see, who else?
I don't know who that is. Half of these are like...
I don't even Instagram know who Troy Sivan is.
That's the
that
issue.
Was a Tumblr guy.
That's the issue.
Oh.
He dated Tyler Oakley.
With famous people in our generation is that none of them are like actually famous. TikTok star,
Why
actress,
like,
YouTube
age,
star,
like actually famous.
YouTube star, YouTube star, YouTube star.
There's a lot of YouTube star. I guess that was our thing for millennials. Is the YouTube stars.
Jesus, these are all YouTube stars.
Instagram star. Wow. I'm just like, is there like an actor or like a... Oh, there's that one on the bottom. Timothy Chalamet. Or Chalamet. How do you ever say his name?
Timothy Chalamet?
Yes. He just looks like a little Grecian statue walking around. Wasn't he wearing like... He wasn't wearing a shirt the last time I saw him, but he was wearing, like, an over jacket or something.
Yeah, when he went to the Grammy.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, okay. Oh, alright. I feel like the Grammys need a shirt, but that's just...
That was what a lot of people were saying.
Like, that's a little weird. It's like, you're not going to a swim party, guy. I mean, he's beautiful, don't get me wrong, but he's just... I'm like, what
anybody,
are you doing?
Like, anybody cares about the Grammys anymore?
There he is.
I don't know who that is.
He's a sport guy. Chief Keef.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have thought that guy was in his 30s.
Ross Lynch. Oh, he was in the Sabrina series. Yeah. I liked that. Ezekiel Elliott. Korean pop star. Another Korean pop star.
But football player, football, basketball.
Basketball. Well, where are the ladies at? There's all these bunch of guys.
Yeah, true. Are there any
freaking ladies?
And I think that it's just showing men.
Okay, I was like, wow, all right. Guess we forgot to exist for a minute. Hey, shit. There was Doja Cat. Yep, this is definitely a dude list. We need ladies.
Let's see who's currently 27. Who could die this year?
Oh, this is true. Who's 27 right now? All right, to cap out
of
Logan Paul. All right,
yeah.
Let's do it.
Get gone.
Although I feel sad because he'd be immortalized.
Yes,
Halsey.
That's,
okay,
that's the monkey's paw. It's the double-edged sword.
Megan Thee Stallion, Camila Mendes. Okay. Little baby. Caleb Finn? Who's he? Oh, TikTok. Okay. Sorry, guy.
I thought this was Fred.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No!
Do you think Fred still would do the podcast with us?
No, he's still, like, a popular person.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
I don't believe
Paul is canceled.
10 million followers.
Are they
Paul says
really?
No. Paul, I'd like to appoint you to the authority.
Yeah, I've laid down my judgment on whether or not Fred is famous.
Poppy's there. There you go.
There we go.
Alec Benjamin. I feel bad I don't.
He's like a very soft boy kind of music.
Aw. I feel bad for not knowing who he is.
Oh, Curtis Connor. I like him.
Let's see. Well, if you guys. Oh, Kylie Uchis. I'm so sorry I butchered it. But there's all your options, everybody. There they are. We
the
did
hit
it.
List.
Oh, my God.
We did it. I don't know if I really want Logan Paul to be immortalized. I'd like him to be
He's
forgotten.
He's already immortalized.
I want him to be forgotten, goddammit.
He won't be. So just fucking end it so we can stop having more shit by him.
I hope he has an epically bad death. Maybe that's a little too cool.
I want to come at this from a different
angle.
I'm actually curious to see how far down the hole Logan Paul will be when he's like 37.
Ooh, like you think he's gonna have like washed up dad bod?
Yeah,
like
I think he's gonna lose his hair.
If well, Ooh. Of course he will. He's already. I could go on about this, but it's the trade-off. We allow him to live. We get to see him fall from grace harder and harder and harder.
But that's the problem because his audience is children. He doesn't fall that far.
I mean, some of the
what
people who are like. How about some of the celebrities that were popular when we were children? You know, they've all just gone down the shitter. You know,
not all of
name
them.
What Bam Margera.
I would say he was more popular
Trash.
In our parents' era. Questions, comments, concerns.
I have many concerns about the direction of rock music. If this is where we're at now. I'm not sure if those can be addressed just yet at this point in time. Only time will tell.
I have a lot of new feelings about music, namely butt rock. And Lisa Presley had an interesting life. gonna go read about her some more, because what?
At least she's not a Scientologist anymore.
Yeah, she freed herself of her Scientology chains, and anybody who's listening should do the same freaking thing if you're in there.
I feel like it's they're allowed to listen to this kind of stuff.
Yeah, hopefully not.
All right, well, my name's Dalton.
My name's Paul.
And I'm Sarah.
We're the Boo Boys. Make sure you follow us on all our social media. All right, well, bye.
Bye.
Bye.